7. A hidey hole discovered. Gerhard Visser pounded his fist on the side of the cab. When it didn't stop, he smacked the roof several times and shouted, "Halt! Halt!" Now he understood why English gentlemen were always carrying walking sticks. The cab stopped. "Hold your position," he shouted, and the cabbie muttered, "Your orders is my command, governor." Visser let the compass needle come to a rest. He'd circled this large, walled house, and each time the needle had pointed toward it, which meant the spider was inside, and the woman as well, of course. He glanced at the statue of a Roman god at the gate. "So this is one of their hidey holes," he thought. It was a word he'd picked up from his time in pubs in Sydney, trying to find Fred Land. The Australians often talked about scaring wombats out of their hidey holes. Visser had no idea what a wombat was, but he knew a good find when he saw one. He didn't have the map, but he had located the home of one of their enemies. That would mean something, wouldn't it? And he'd have ample information to give his masters. He'd send a telegram. He made a mental note of the address, pounded on the roof again, and shouted out the name of his hotel. He sat back and grinned ear to ear. His masters would be extremely pleased.